Okay, so in year one at Michael Faraday School, and we're continuing our work looking about how things grow. We've got on the school website, michaelfaradayschool.co.uk. You can see we had our friends from the London Wildlife Trust came in, and they were very helpful. They helped our playground to be transformed. Now I've got a young learner here, a young friend from year one. So madam, your name is?
Sophiat.
We've got Sophiat, and she's very keen to tell us about what we've been doing. So first of all, Sophiat, we had our friends from the Wildlife Trust came to see us. Where did you go this week? You went, was it to the wildlife?
No, Centre Garden.
You went to the wildlife garden, yes. And what kind of things did you see there?
We saw worms. And
did you play some games?
Yeah.
What kind of games did you play?
Be a seed.
How did you play that?
We just wiggle around, and after when they were bloody, we have to keep still. Then after, raindrops came, and if you have five, you're meant to stay up. You have three or zero, or one, stay down. So we was the winner.
So you were pretending to be a little seed, and you're being very still, and then when the raindrops come,
we catch it quickly. On the ground, we pick it up, then after we hold it, it will freeze.
And why is that? So when, if you have a real seed, and when the rain comes to the real seed, what happens to a seed?
It grows.
It starts to grow. And that brings us very nicely, Sophia. So in front of you, we have got our own seed, our magic seed. So what have you planted inside your container? What kind of seed is it?
It's a beans, and it's big.
Is it big now? It's we can't really see it. We've planted it.
Yeah, we dig it inside so the birds cannot eat it. But I'm sorry, you have to dig up like that.
Yeah, so all the year one pupils brought back from the wildlife garden.
And put some holes in it.
Yeah, the holes for some air. They've all brought back their own seeds.
Then after we put it in there, we dig up.
And I've heard that over the Easter holidays, you're going to take these home. Yeah. And you're going to look after them. And you're going to write a diary about what happens. First of all, Sophia, so tell me, what would you need to do? How could you look after your seed to make it grow? What
water
do you need to
water it and put sunshine.
So water and the sunshine. And hopefully, will it grow quite big?
Yes.
And it'll be a nice big bean. And you mentioned we put some holes in. What do the holes do?
We do this. Then after we put the seed in, then we just done that.
Let some air in,
then,
maybe.
Then after we put water in it, then we leave it until it grows.
Yeah, so after Easter, we'll look forward to all of year one coming back, maybe with their magic beans. We can see who's has grown the tallest. Who's it going to be? Perhaps yours, if you look after it?
My end up bees, not bees meant to go high.
We're very, very high. Okay, we shall end there. But Sophia, thank you. That's been explaining.
Sophia
explaining about what you've been doing with our wildlife friends. And we'll take some photos of your bean. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.